This is the time of year when Christmas tree vendors try to balance their budgets. It's a brutally competitive business. Independent producer John Kalish met some Canadian vendors who truck their trees across the border and spend December living on the streets of New York City.
It's 11 a.m. on a weekday, and Nelson, a 29-year-old vendor from Montreal, has been up since dawn. Nelson doesn't get much sleep at night because a lot of cars bump into the van he sleeps in as they ease in and out of parking spots around his vehicle.
It's a drag. You know, the first few times you actually honk and you get out of the car, hey, what are you doing? You know, stop before you hit. But it's never the same person, so you get tired of repeating yourself, so you just, you know, endure it.
Most of the tree dealers in this neighborhood are from Quebec. They come down for this 1 month, and though no one will say how much money they make, Nelson says he made enough 1 year to go to Africa for 3 months. The guys say that one of the perks of this gig is peeking into the homes of the rich and famous. One Canadian I met got to deliver a Christmas tree to a big-time movie director's house. Nelson dropped one off at a luxury apartment.
I cannot believe the rent you guys pay here. It's unbelievable. I've been to a place where it was $35,000 a month. Rent. I just can't conceive it. For $35,000 a month, I have this huge mansion at home with land and a lake with trout in it and everything, and in peace and quiet. It blows me away.
Two solid blocks of Columbus Avenue are lined with evergreen trees propped up against a wrought iron fence. One of the Canadians selling trees tells me his boss paid $10,000 to the city parks department to do business here. Although he's reluctant to give his last name, Larry is 35 and it's his fifth year selling trees here. On a bitter cold afternoon, we talk inside his van.
It's like camping, but we bring our own trees.
Larry's partner is Chad, a 23-year-old bartender.
I was looking to get out of Montreal for a while. I was looking to make some money, and I was looking for a little adventure. Three birds, one stone.
And has his time in New York been an adventure?
I'm spending a romantic Christmas in New York City with a guy named Larry living on a van in the streets. Some people say, oh, sorry. For some, that's adventurous.
Many Canadian Christmas tree sellers get invited to shower in customers' homes or at health clubs. Larry showers for free in a nearby hotel.
I had my first shower in 3 days today. I feel so fresh and clean.
Say what you will about New Yorkers being rude, but many people here lay free food or booze on the tree guys. It's a good thing because they don't get paid until the selling season is over on Christmas Eve. But they do get tips when they make deliveries. Larry got a decent tip from one customer he'll never forget.
The first year I did this, I went to this guy's house, and I go up there, and he's got all these crazy paintings, like on the 45th floor, and there's this painting, and it looks like a Picasso. This guy kind of moves the wrong way, and his gun shows. And I was like, huh, welcome to New York. Gave me $10 and I scuttled back down to the tree stand.
The Canadian Christmas tree dealers work 7 days a week, so they don't really have the energy to go out on the town all that much. But once a week, Larry, who also plays guitar, goes to a bluegrass jam down in Greenwich Village. He's got to be back in Montreal to play a New Year's Eve gig with his country western band. He just so happens to have the band's latest CD in the van, and before I bid him and his partner farewell, Larry insists I give a listen. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.